Genesis, chapter 23. And Sarah was 127 years old, 2145 AH, 1897 BC. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, which is also known as Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah, and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead, and spoke to the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a traveler among you. Give me a possession of a burial place among you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying to him, Hear us, my lord. You are a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our tombs bury your dead. None of us shall withhold from you his tomb, so that you may bury your dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, If it is your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, listen to me, and appeal for me to Ephron the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he has, which is in the end of his field. For as much money as it is worth he shall give it to me for a possession of a burial place among you. And Ephron lived among the children of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all who went in at the gate of his city, saying, No, my lord. Listen to me, the field I give to you, and the cave that is in it I give to you, in the presence of the sons of my people I give it to you, bury your dead. And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land. And he spoke to Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if you will give it, I urge ask you, listen to me, I will give you money for the field, take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying to him, My lord, listen to me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver, about 10 pounds, 4.5 kilograms. What is that between me and you? Therefore bury your dead. And Abraham listened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, about 10 pounds, 4.5 kilograms, current money with the merchant. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was in it. And all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders around it, were marked to Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth, before all who went in at the gate of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mamre, which is also known as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And the field, and the cave that is in it, were marked to Abraham for a possession of a burial place by the sons of Heth.